This is Chase Olson, and you're listening to Badger Wrestling on KVSH and KVSH.com.
There's only 8 young men standing on these mats, 15,000 people watching, and that says a lot about the 8 out here. And here we go with Chase Olson, 160 pounds, Class C final.
Chase is 46-2 as a senior. He beat Connor Schutz last week from Highline, 41-1. That's the only one behind Schutz's name, and his record is a loss last in the finals last week at District.
And a nice little fly-by attempt into a single leg, and Schutz will get out. Watch for this to be closer.
This was a 6-0 win at District.
Yeah, and 6 was pretty commanding, but if he can just face Chase off, he wants 0-0 first period. I don't think he's going to get it, Chase, in on a single. And that's his high C side. That is a neat little trick that he has, and he'll get to. And immediately to his feet, shut. He's going to cut him, but there's 90 seconds left in here. I talked about widening the gap. You want a no-doubter. By the time you get here, your preparation better be right because this is the last chance to have it. And Chase Olson might not wrestle again. A lot of these state champions you're going to see out here, Max Mayfield, among the best of them. He's going to Northwestern.
Zutaburn is down 2-1 here and in danger of getting taken down again on the side, and he does.
We got to watch that. I hope that's not a point. And it is. That's a technical violation. Chase has been head-checking pretty heavily. I really did want to warn, man, that's just too much. They don't allow it in college anymore. It's not nothing that's, that he's intending to harm, but he must have caught an eye and or now they have a 2-2. Should be 2-1. Oh, yeah, no, it's 2-2.
They gave
that's
him,
right.
They gave
him the penalty point. Yeah, penalty point and escape. That makes it 2-2.
Zutaburn's match, he is down 4-1 after that last takedown. They restarted this in the middle, and Zutaburn in trouble on his back, giving up some back points in here to his opponent. Of course, Blake Rosicki, the number 2 ranked wrestler, and he gets 3 back points out of that. So he's going to take, Rosicki will take the lead over Zutaburn 7-1 in the D final.
Chase Olson back here. It's 2-2. We've got the takedown, but we get an escape and a penalty point. Not a big deal here is back us out of bounds. And it looks like he's probably been coached this. Schutz is going to try to wrestle this thing on the edge. If he gets in trouble, he's got a place to go. Chase is still really not scared of going to the head. And here he is over under here, but right in front of the scores table, they're going to take him out.
A little short on that side for mat space, and they'll bring him back to the middle.
We got to slow down here a little bit. You can just over rev your motor a little bit. When you shoot, fake, pop, shoot, fake, pop, it's got to come with a shot, or you're just kind of wasting energy, and there's been some wasted energy. A bad shot here by Chase, but sometimes he can pull these in, and he has. He's going to circle left. That is not his single side, but he's taking them, so whatever we can get, he's going to come. Now he's got to work so they don't get a stalemate. I think he's advantage position. He's come down to an ankle and their short time. He can shelf this up, and he's going to limp arm. Now he's got to come up with it. He's got to come up with it. He is behind his man, but he hasn't put any weight on Schutz's hands, and I think Schutz is going to survive this, and he does. And he's going to kind of throw him out of the way. So it's essentially 0-0 first period. It's 2-2, but it's what Schutz was wanting. Now Schutz is going to get the call. He's going to defer. Chase will go down.
Zutaburn is still down 7-1. They're into the second period of his match, but tied up head-to-head.
Chase is going to come quickly to his feet here. Schutz just laying on. This is a stall. He won't be able to stay there for very long. I said that before, but Chase is going to have to improve as well. They will call this a stalemate the first time, and it would be stalling a second or third, and now back to a more standard riding position, but pretty parallel as Chase comes to his feet, and they're going to call potentially dangerous. Schutz just hanging on, trying to grind this match down into the third period where he's got a shot, because he certainly didn't have a shot a week ago at District. Chase moving quickly on bottom, not so quickly. He got a caution, which he's been known to do, but not so far here. Comes to his feet, and Now I got to be careful here. Going to get, we are in a big, tough situation. He has got splatled. We are out. This is going to be a three-point move. Chase, do not get stuck in this thing. He's in the splits now. He's got to come out of this. He will be down 5-2 for sure.
Still still a minute left to go.
He's got his head up on top. Now, the tough thing for Schutz is sometimes you roll through this and he'd be on his back, but man, that was a tough three. He'd been waiting on that, waiting on that. It's 5-2. Chase Olson, work to do. Less than a minute left now in the second period. He is heavily favored in this 160-pound final. Can he come out the back door here now? Now he's in on a double leg, and he's going to get at least one there. That
getting,
is?
And
one or two. One or two.
One. That both wrestlers up. Yep. So, again, highline wrestler playing the out-of-bounds.
And we've got to get a takedown here. I think feel good about this. And they're going to give Chase a caution. Got to stay out of the face here. Now every point matters. Going down three. And now he's down two. 5-3. Shuts of highline. Undefeated until he was beat up by Chase Olson a week ago. We'll run from him. And there is a nice slide by, and he's going to put down. He's going to tie this thing up. 25 seconds. Got to keep him down. Be nice to get two takedowns, and that's what's going to be. They chase down one. He cut him here. Got to go get him now. Pretty decent shot by Schutz. Really wanted that. He's going to come to the outside and at least waste the time out of this thing. 13 seconds. Schutz is going to have the opportunity in the third period to go down, and he is up 6-5 on Chase Olson. Number one, Chase Olson.
Zuderburn is down 7-3, starting getting into their third period.
Big double leg by Chase. He's going to finish this thing. He's going to finish this thing. He's got Schutz on his back. No count here. Is there going to be a count? He's counting. He is counting. And time runs out in the second period, so that's what you do. You take him down, let him up with 20 seconds, and not only get the takedown, but you're going to get some back points in there. It went from a 5-2 deficit to a 9-6 lead, and a little easier breathing there in a really tight Badger crowd. And now we're going to cover the left side, right side tight waist. 2 minutes to a state championship for Chase Olson. I really like this position. He's tougher and heck on top, and I really think we haven't shown him our biggest weapon. And there comes a pretty good, I don't know if that was just, hey, buddy, I'm here. I don't think that was much of a technique, but now he's working. Now he's going to punch his hand to the mat. Could this be something on the crossface for Chase? He's really good at this. He's going to either find that far side cradle or keep his hands to the mat. He has seen a little bit of the light. Chase Olson, that ladle that he got caught on, or the splits that he got caught on, I don't know if we were being baited to that or Schutz just took an opportunity, but put us to our back to get that three-point lead. Now it's a three-point deficit. Chase Olson on top, 9-6. A 1:12 left to go. Now he's in on a more standard ride where he's going for a wrist. Wrist on the left side. He can roll this thing out, and I think it's just best to win the
one
match.
Minute.
Win the match. And now he's got an arm on the back. Ugh, this could be, oh, just missed an opportunity. God bless Chase for trying to take that. He went for the big one. It didn't cost him anything. Still on top. He was stretching the arm, and, man, he dove in there over the top of the head and tried to take this guy right to his back. But I think he can ride this thing out. 40 seconds to a state championship. 37 seconds. And now he's got that arm again. But Rack, he's coming up, and he's got him on his back. What did they stop that for? Illegal use. Our blood. We were going to pin the guy. Our blood.
I think that's,
man, it's the state final, sir.
I think Shane Allison is kind of talking to the ref about that, saying, hey, if it's our blood, we don't care.
Let us bleed it a little bit. Man.
Reese Zuderburn ended up losing that match in the final. He'll finish with a second-place medal. He lost that 8-5, tried to come back. He was down 7-1 at one point. He fought back, lost it 8-5, and Reese Zuderburn takes second place for the Sandhills-Thetford wrestler. And we've got 40 seconds left in here, or less. Is it 32 seconds left?
32 seconds left, leading 9-6 for Chase Olson. Third period of the 160-pound final. He's been put on his back, but he's fought back here. And he's going to finish this thing at pin. Got to watch a little bit of a roll here. Looking for the Peterson on bottom. That'd be a five-point move. We could only get three of those. Got to get the arm out. Chase knows that his arm is in a patch of vipers. He's going to cut him. That's 9-7. Just win the thing. 11 seconds. 10 seconds. Chase is just going to stay on the edge. That's the way to do it. You haven't been called. Don't get called. And they're not going to call him.
Nope. Down to 3 seconds left for Chase Olson.
He can get away from him. There's no reason. They can call him all they want, and they do. State championship.
Tate Olson as a senior, three-time finalist, one-time champion, and God bless that kid for coming back. We were in the tunnel 365 days ago crying because we just didn't quite get it done, and I told him, son, if you stay with me, we'll be right back down here a year from now, and that's about what's going to happen.
All right, you go down there and take care of Chase Olson. He'll be getting a lot of congratulations down there. Chase Olson, your first Valentine Badger State Champion.